I'm Marco Werman with The World. If the word gentrification has a negative connotation, feel free to blame it on snooty coffee shops. But also blame it on the word gentry. Highborn, noble, landed. It implies a class distinction, and for people in neighborhoods that are gentrifying, that leads to resentment. If it also implies eviction, worse still. That's what we're going to hear in this next story. It's about Little Tokyo in Los Angeles. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez has our story.
Traction Avenue in Los Angeles' Arts District is a handsome five-story brick and concrete building. Built in 1918, for decades it was a warehouse for coffee and spices. Then in the 1980s and 90s, artists looking for big workspaces and cheap rents discovered the building and started moving in.
For a photographer, it's all north light, as you can see. It's just perfect for artists, the lighting.
That's Jamie Itagaki, who moved to 800 Traction in 1996, when the surrounding neighborhood was still way too sketchy for a lot of Angelenos.
You know, people wouldn't come downtown. It was before it was sexy and cool, and they're afraid of their cars being broken into and things like that.
Like Itagaki, the people who settled in the building were up-and-coming artists, many Japanese-Americans who liked how close it was to L.A.'s Little Tokyo neighborhood. Miles Hamada is a silkscreen painter who moved here in the early 90s.
I came here wanting to be in this community, in the Japanese-American community. This was affordable. I really cherish all the time I've been here.
But about 10 years ago, the neighborhood around this building started changing, with new and trendy coffee houses, bistros, and boutiques opening. Today, new construction in the area is everywhere, and spaces that were once dirt cheap are being converted into pricey luxury housing.
And now, with all this development coming in, people are being forced out. They're forced out because they want the rents to go higher and higher.
Last year, gentrification knocked on the door of 800 Traction. The building and an adjacent property were bought by New York-based private equity firm DLJ Real Estate Capital Partners for $20 million. Soon after the purchase, DLJ informed tenants it intended to evict them, even if a who's who of L.A. Japanese-American artists who built their careers in the building live there.
To feel like we're being whitewashed and that our history is not being recognized, that's even worse than the evictions. I'm having a difficult time with all of this.
That's painter and sculptor Nancy Uemura, who moved here in 1984.
This is all sort of archival materials, you know, photographs and newspaper articles, written pieces by different artists and curators.
Uyamura's 3,000-square-foot loft is more than a live workspace. Over the decades, she's turned it into a repository of Japanese-American art and cultural history.
I have boxes of archives. And so, you know, I also work with the Little Tokyo Historical Society. So
she says the prospect of eviction is especially painful for the building's Japanese-American residents.
It's really heartbreaking because we sort of came here to express the fact that our identity, being Japanese American, was important to us and to our art. So by us having to find some place to move to at this point, especially in my life, it's really difficult. And so I'm taking one step at a time because it's sort of very traumatizing. I don't know what to do.
There's also a generational dimension to Uemura's worries. She and other Japanese-American artists in the building are over 60. Uemura says she had hoped to spend this time in her life focusing on her creativity while still healthy, not worrying about finding a new place to live in a gentrifying city.
Japanese have a saying, saki ga mijikai, which means the time or path in front of you is short. And so I look at that. I may not feel like I'm on my last leg, but if I look at the numbers, I don't have that much ahead of me, you know, in terms of working time. And I think I've sort of expressed that to the new owners.
We reached out to the building's owner, DLJ Real Estate, to talk about the evictions and to respond to the tenants' concerns. The company didn't respond to our queries. But in a city where worries about gentrification and housing affordability are growing, the plight of the tenants at 800 Traction has gotten attention.
Fight! Housing is a human right!
Japanese-American civic groups and artists in other buildings facing eviction have staged street protests. There are also ongoing talks between the building's owner and the tenants. But multimedia artist Bruce Yonomoto, who's lived here for two decades, isn't optimistic. He says in most David and Goliath battles, David loses.
we're trying to fight to stay, but I think that the writing is on the wall that we're going to probably have to move.
Across the hallway, Nancy Uemura hopes some way can be found for the artist to stay. But if not...
I think the next best solution is to have some kind of space. I think for all of us that are Japanese Americans, creative people and artists, need to have some identity that we've had here for so many years. That would be ideal. Whether or not we can get that, I'm not sure.
Uemura and other artists here say an important piece of Japanese American history and community will be lost when they do leave this building that's been home for so long. For the world, Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.